Good afternoon, and this is chapter 3 of Benjamin, the Guardian of the House of Books. Where was he? He thought. What is this place? I'm sure Nelly has never been here. I've never been here. And all around him was that smell, that glorious smell. It was everywhere in this place. It had brought him here, and he was surrounded by everywhere he sniffed and looked. This was obviously where it lived, so now I must find it, he thought. Where are you, my friend? Where can I see you? I am everywhere, Benjamin. Just look up and around. I am everywhere. We need you here, Benjamin. We so badly need your special skills. Here we have the most precious house in all the world, and there is danger lurking just out of our reach that could destroy all of these beautiful books one by one if we are not careful. So they sent me out to search for a gentle heart, to come protect them from the danger. The rodents come in droves, especially when it's cold and dark outside, and they make nests among the pages of our fine books, and have their young who eat the pages too. Oh, Benjamin, how I looked and looked, and then one day I found you with your Nelly. I'm sorry she wasn't able to come with you, Benjamin, but we so badly need you and your skills here to protect us all. Will you stay with us, Benjamin? Will you be our protector? Well, Benjamin didn't know what to say. He just knew that he couldn't leave this fantastic smell. He just knew he had to do something so that it could always be around this wonderful, mesmerizing smell. What to do? What to do? Was his next thought. Will Nelly miss me? Of course she'll miss me. She's raised me from the time I was born. Yes, I knew I was special when she chose me. She always tells me what a cute little kitten I was, and now I am a full-grown cat. Well, nearly, anyway. I'm only many months into a year, so that must make me a full-grown cat. I look like one, anyway. I'm no longer small like I was when I was a kitten, so I must be a full-grown cat. And when you are a full-grown cat, you must be able to make your own decisions. Yes, a full-grown cat is allowed to make their own decisions. Oh, that smell, it is so tantalizing. I don't want to lose it. I really do not. What to do? What to do? And that is the end of chapter 3. And tomorrow you can read chapter 4.